Today, we're joined by Brian Mowry from Chillbilly's to talk about his recent restaurant opening and the excitement surrounding this new local spot. Hi, Brian.
Hey, Tiffany.
We're neighbors.
We sure are.
I'm not going to say it's a new local spot because that spot's been around for a long time. But it's been some different things over the years. And you are located on Cedar Avenue. What are you, like 90-something, 80-something? What's your address over
there? 102 North Cedar Ave.
102, okay. So we're 114, but on the same block. Mm-hmm. So Chillbilly's, you know, it just kind of came out of nowhere. I saw the sign up one day, and you were open.
Yeah, that was kind of by design to a certain extent. I kind of wanted to do a sneak release, kind of drop it on everybody, not put too much hype out there, so that when we did open, it really, you know, news would travel fast. That was kind of the idea.
Yeah. Well, and how did you know that Cookeville is a gossipy town?
From experience, small towns, you know, the cliche, you know, small towns, word travels fast, everything gets around. And I had experienced that to some extent in the past, you know, just hearing things, you know, just rumors and all that.
But yeah.
Just small stuff, nothing.
So this is not your first go at a restaurant.
That's right.
Is this the second restaurant, or how many restaurants have you done?
So this is my second restaurant. Mm-hmm. We have a restaurant in Michigan, a barbecue takeout restaurant.
So, shout out to those Michiganders out there.
Yeah. There's a lot of people that are from Michigan, from the area that we operate in, which is in St. Clair Shores. And it's pretty cool to see a lot of the transplants just always identify themselves and show support.
Yeah. So what made you choose Cookeville to open, you know, a second location?
Well, we love Cookeville, first of all. My wife is from here. I met her back in 2011. I moved down here in 10, met her in 11. We wound up, you know, dating in 13. We moved back to Michigan shortly thereafter, and it was kind of always our intent to move back here and maybe retire here. But, you know, we kind of had our eyes open for an opportunity, and this location became available, and we felt like it was, you know, right for us.
Were you eyeing this kind of specific downtown west side of Cookeville area for a restaurant?
So when it comes to opportunities, you kind of see what comes to you, and you know, if it's the right thing, hop on it. I wasn't dead set on being in the west side, but I knew that I'd love to be there.
Mm-hmm. That was kind of your hope.
Yeah.
So what kind of restaurant is Chillbilly's?
Well, it's our take on traditional bar food items. We do it with an elevated touch. We have some great talent in our kitchen, and the idea is to present to you very approachable, typical bar food items done with an elevated upscale finish.
So what so far has been kind of your number one seller? What's your biggest item that you think this is it?
Far and away, the Chillbilly Deluxe. It's our two patty smashed burger featuring Cooper Sharp cheese, dill pickles, our special sauce, and that's it.
Hmm.
Yeah. It's just better ingredients.
What's your background? Are you more the businessman, or are you more the chef side of things too? Because, you know, restaurants take both. They need both of, you know, to be successful and thrive.
So to backtrack on the timeline a little bit, I started Full Rack Barbecue up north. It kind of combined two passions of mine. I was a 9-to-5 marketing, and then also I did barbecue for fun for the most part.
The guy that always brought the barbecue.
Yeah, and that's something that actually started back in Cookeville. Just friends barbecuing, having fun on the weekends, and, you know, just having a get-together. And it kind of just was a tradition that we kept up with. You know,
you were probably the guy that lots of times people would say, hey, you should open a restaurant.
Yeah, for sure. And it was like always food trucks because, you know, just like in the teens and then into the 20s, you know, food trucks were growing in popularity. And, you know, that was always like kind of like a pipe dream for me, but we were doing pop-ups. We would be like, by special request, people would ask for barbecue for maybe their graduation party, baby shower,
catering,
things like that.
Kind of thing. Yeah.
And then we had this cool opportunity in Detroit where we did a pop-up at a distillery, a prominent distillery there. And it really just, you know, to tie our name to that was, for us, it was kind of like a springboard. And then COVID hit and we started selling barbecue to our friends, contactless pickup out of the back of our house. Someone didn't like that too much. They called the cops and, you know, they kind of gave us the spiel and, you know, we worked through that, but that kind of like really set the ball in motion for me. I was looking at my timeline. We essentially sold our townhouse, bought a food truck, and rushed to the deadline for getting open. And, you know, from that spring of 20 is when we kind of started that. And then by August 15th of 20, we launched our food truck. And then from there, we just kept it going. And then by 22, we opened our brick and mortar takeout restaurant.
So it was a takeout. Is it takeout only?
Yeah, there. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, there is, I'm sure there's a lot of similarities between a food truck and a takeout restaurant. You know, yes, you're in one place, but you don't have to worry about servers and table turnovers and, you know, making sure how much the profit that you're getting. There's just a lot more elements from a sit down restaurant.
Yes, for sure.
How has that learning curve been for you, you know, in the last couple months or two?
Well, I was able to bring a lot of what I learned from Full Rack to Chillbilly's, but one thing that definitely caught me off guard was the front of house experience, mm-hmm. the coordinating with staff, refining processes on the fly, making sure that all of, you know, our guests' needs were fit and making sure that we were giving a quality experience that matched what we were doing from the back of the house.
What's kind of your number one as a restaurateur? You know, what's your number one takeaway that you want your consumers to have when they're eating your food?
Quality over everything. We don't compromise on quality.
Which seems weird when you say bar food. That seems weird to kind of go together.
Yeah, for sure.
Where was your passion to marry these things?
My passion lies within barbecue. So if you want to do a good job at selling barbecue, you have to sell good barbecue.
And barbecue takes time, right?
It does.
There's a process to that.
Yeah, you have to love it if that's what you're going to
The Blue Pig was a restaurant that was downtown. Yeah. And the owners of the Blue Pig literally lived around the corner so that they could check on their meat all the time.
Can relate. That was a great place too. We miss it.
Yeah, but you know, it kind of opened up for some great barbecue back in Cookeville. Mm-hmm. You know, it was a sad closing of a restaurant, but, you know, you're able to kind of get that elevated barbecue experience back in there.
It's not totally focused on barbecue, but we do have some nice barbecue offerings. We're doing, you know, wet brined and then dry brined and then smoked wings. We also have pork butt featured in our taquitos and our chimichangas. We also have these.
Brian, I'm getting hungry here.
I'm sorry.
This is really, I mean, all these people are making their lunch plans on their drive to work today.
You're getting me excited. So
hopefully. Okay. So, you know, what was the reason to throw in other things other than barbecue? You had kind of mastered this. You were a pit master, right?
In
the barbecue world.
Yep.
You know, and why throw in a burger? Why throw in these other items that, you know, are kind of outside of what you knew you were doing really great at?
I think it's about appeal. It's about approachability. We wanted a menu that, you know, when you look at it, you can find something that you know that you're going to like.
Yeah.
You know, we have a short menu, but it is comprised of items that are familiar favorites. So it's not so much that this has barbecue and this doesn't. It's more about you can go there, you can find something that you like, and we're pretty proud of the product that we're putting on the plate.
How was that? You know, you said you had a marketing background, so you kind of have worked with consumers and marketing. Mm-hmm. How was that process of creating more of a rounded out menu than just the barbecue? Was that exciting for you, or was that kind of overwhelming?
No, it's the most exciting part. From building the brand to designing the interior, to building the menu. All of it is curated based on not just my taste, but what also I think will drive traffic and sales.
Yeah. You seem very passionate about your restaurant, your food. As a business owner, typically there's stuff that's like this. I just don't like to do that. It's a lot of times people say, I don't like to market. I don't like to, you know, is there a part of the business that you're just like, that's not, I don't like that as much.
It's not as much about what I don't like to do. It's more about identifying what I'm good at and making sure that I do those things to help my restaurant and trust the others that do what they do well and let them do that.
Yeah. So did you have to find like a general manager here to manage kind of the staff and the front of house when you came down here to open this?
Well, because I want to be so hands-on right now, I find myself fulfilling those duties for now.
You're That's doing just, it all.
I will not say that because we have such an awesome team. They do such a great job at what they do. My goal is to fill in the rest. And the long-term goal is to find a general manager, but for now, to make sure that things are running how I want them to, I'm fulfilling those duties.
So Cookeville is a very you know, tight-knit community. Are you finding anybody that says, even though you've been a boomerang of sorts, you've been here, you've been back, you've been here again, are you finding that people are welcoming you, or are they a little bit exclusive, like you're not a true Cookvillian?
It far and away is more so that we've been received with open arms. Mm-hmm. Everybody's been so warm and welcoming and gracious and so complimentary to what we've been doing. We have had a little bit, but no, I mean, they'll get over it and they'll come and try it and hopefully they enjoy it.
Yeah. Well, and how are you making yourself a different place on the scene of the West Side?
The goal is to complement what is already there, not to do what is already being done. Mm-hmm. So we feel like the West Side is for everybody, but there's, you know, a lot of people that frequent the West Side, and we want to give them something that meets their expectations while offering something new.
We'll be right back. Stick with us. More with Brian to come. Welcome back. I'm Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry. I have Brian, the owner of Chill Billy's, in today. So, you know, we were kind of talking about the West Side and being part of that. There is a collaborative nature with, and I feel like there's a lot of pride with being in the West Side of just being able to offer different things to clients, customers. How's that experience? You know, you kind of mentioned you know some of the owners.
Yeah.
You have been in Cookeville a while of time to kind of know some of these people.
Yeah. Yeah. We're quite familiar with, you know, whether it's the chef here or the owner there. We feel like we've kind of been a part of this community over on the West Side prior to having Chill Billy's. So we kind of feel like we knew what we were getting into. And as far as like that collaborative nature, you know, us wanting to, you know, have that synergy with other businesses in the area, it is a priority. We are less than a month in right now, so a lot of those are still just in the planning stages, but we definitely intend to, you know, whether it's with World Foods and Mason and, you know, offering a Chill Billy's exclusive pizza build or even having pizzas brought over for special events. We're still kicking around the options, but in any way that we can try to loop in, tie in, and, you know, that benefit of cross brand,
yeah,
you know, promotion, I think it's good.
Yeah. Well, that's what we had talked about when I first met you. We're hoping at some point we're expanding our Biz Foundry location and we're going to have a catered event and hopefully we can, you know, have you over so that people can experience your food that haven't been there yet.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's the beautiful thing about this collaborative nature of downtown area. You know, I think there's a lot of people that they'll eat dinner at one location and they'll go and grab a drink at another location. So, you know, we talked about your food a little bit. There's a fantastic burger. What kind of other, is it full bar menu on, you know?
As of today, we have beer and cider.
Beer and cider, okay.
We do not have our liquor license. Coming soon, though.
But you're working on that.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. But even then, like, yes, we will have a full bar offering. We will have craft cocktails on the menu. But at the same time, we still want to be an environment where families feel welcome to bring their children, or if you want to bring your grandparents, they feel just as comfortable as anyone else.
Well, and the seating in that area, it's not one of the bigger restaurants mm-hmm. in town. And so what's the capacity of the seating?
We are at right about 50 for capacity, not including the bar room.
And do you, if people want to have events there, have you been approached about renting the space out to have, you know, exclusive events?
Yeah, absolutely. That is something that we are not only looking at, we will be implementing, probably I would say in the new year. We are looking at closing on Sundays for dinner service and running those hours strictly as a private event or ticketed events. Yeah. We've actually talked with the Putnam Room, Taylor. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Love that place. But we're looking at doing like a menu takeover where they come in and Chef Thomas designs what he's doing. And because we have an open kitchen concept, it's a really cool opportunity to showcase some of his talents. And again, that same sort of synergy that we're looking for, you know, the cross brand promotion. I think it's a win-win.
So, you know, I grew up in Michigan as well. I always say there's something magical about what we have in Tennessee and in Cookeville specifically. Sometimes I wonder, you know, I left when in 2006, I was probably 23. So I kind of think maybe I just didn't know enough because I wasn't old enough to know the kind of synergy that places have. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like we have something magical in Cookeville and it's different than other places?
Yeah, absolutely. The draw for me is the way of life. How people are just, the knee jerk down here is kindness. Mm-hmm. It's a hospitality. It's that Southern hospitality. It's the charm. It's that positive first foot forward mentality that I just absolutely adore. When I moved down here in 10, I was actually taken aback by it. It was almost a little uncomfortable, but
yeah.
Once I got used to it, it is the warmest. It's the best. It's what I have longed for when I lived in Detroit. Now that I'm back down here, it just feels good.
What brought you here in 2010 in the first place?
Well, opportunity. It was coming off the heels of the recession.
Yeah, Michigan was tough in 2008.
I was affected. I was in the automotive industry, and that was not a good place to be at the time. So we came down for an opportunity. The mother of my children, she got an opportunity at SunTrust, and that was it. We just came down for a shot, and I didn't know what we were getting ourselves into, and I ended up falling in love with Cookeville.
Yeah, no, I mean, I kind of the same way. I didn't know what to expect, and coming here, I remember the first time I bought a lawnmower. It was a riding lawnmower, and I didn't have a vehicle to transport it, and these random strangers were like, well, we'll just bring it over there, and it was like, wait, what? And they were down in Silver Point. It was, you know, a trek to get this lawnmower. And oh, you're a young couple and you just moved here and we'll help you out. And it was like, people do this? People want to help, you know.
The kind, giving, generosity nature, it rules.
Yeah, yeah, it really is. So, you know, coming back down here, what are your plans? So your barbecue restaurant in Michigan is still open and thriving.
Yes.
And what's your plans for that? Are you going to be kind of a two-state resident for a while?
I pretty much have been since we've been planning Chillbillies. But the plan moving forward with Full Rack is I'm planning on making my pit master now. He kind of handles he's pretty much a general manager as well. He's going to be made into a partner here in this next year. He knows that. And he's someone I trust, and it's important to have that. And honestly, it's kind of the same trajectory for Chillbillies as well. The best businesses, you know, you let those who do what they do well, you let them fly and you give them the support that they need. And he has killed it up there. Shout out to Hayden. He's the man.
Where does that drive come from for developing your employees to kind of let them fly? That's not always, being in a leadership role is not always easy.
Everybody knows this word. It's evil. Micromanagement. It's a killer of morale. As a leader, you have to support your team members. You have to give them the freedom to do what they do well, and you have to support them in that role. You have to give them the confidence that they deserve, and you have to give them the space and environment to feel comfortable. And that's my goal at Chillbillies for my staff, is to give them what they need so they can operate at a high level.
I love that. I love that so much, of being able to develop, you know, from the people in the kitchen to the people in the front of house to the, you know, people that are bussing tables, mm-hmm. to make sure that they know they're valuable and important, and that you're going to pull the best qualities out of them, no matter what their, you know, what level of staff they are.
Yeah.
I think that's so valuable and important. Do you think that you will expand Chillbilly's, or you love that location and you're kind of... What's your plans there?
So I'm not an expansion guy. I'm more of a let's start a new one guy. I love launching. I love creating brands. I love designing the menu. My favorite part has been this whole launch. I mean, notwithstanding the stress and anxiety that comes with it, but if you can kind of compartmentalize and stay on track and stay organized, it's a ton of fun.
Well, and I think the picture that they posted when you opened was your family was there, right? So this is kind of a family affair that you mm-hmm. have maybe kids that are involved. And
for sure. Yeah. I have my two oldest sons. They both work at Full Rat currently. And then when we finally make our full transition as a family down here to Cookeville, I intend for both of them to be in the mix at Chillbilly's as well. And my wife, shout out, she's the best, Tony. None of this would be possible without her. She lets me fly. She doesn't micromanage. I've learned a lot of what I think I do well from her. She's the best.
More with Brian to come. Thanks for sticking with us. I'm Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry. I have Brian Mowry in from Chillbilly's, the new restaurant on Cookeville's historic west side. It is the, on Cedar Avenue, 109, you said?
102 North Cedar Ave, across the street from 37 and across the street from Red Silo.
Let's say it's just, more importantly, it's just on the street from the Biz Foundry.
That's right.
So splitting your time between two restaurants, got to be stressful, got to be real, real heavy for you. How have you kind of figured out, I'm guessing you're driving back and forth most of the time.
Sometimes flying, but yeah.
Probably about a 8 to 10 hour drive. How are you managing to have two locations not anywhere close to each other? And they're kind of separate things. You know, having a takeout restaurant, definitely a different thing than all the moving pieces of the people and customers in-house. How are you managing to kind of figure that all out, managing your stress?
Communication. I mean, it's super important. A lot of businesses struggle because they don't find ways to communicate effectively. We rely on text message groups. We rely on, both of our locations have an app where we can communicate team-wide. And then also reports and check-ins. Those are vital towards the success of any small business that's trying to grow communication.
Well, and you mentioned Hayden, I think you said his name was, in mm-hmm. Michigan. How was the hiring process to kind of find those key people here in Cookeville that you do have to go back to Michigan now and then? You know, how was that? Did you bring people that you knew already in, or?
Yes, I'm very, very fortunate to have known some really important parts that are helping out with Chillbilly's. Two of my best friends are involved with Chillbilly's. TJ Horton, a fan favorite in the area. He's worked at a lot of the locations around town. He's like, we call him a hitter. He is a bartender, but he's a warm, welcoming, familiar face that everybody loves around town. And then we also have my buddy Chris Saucier. He is a U.S. Foods rep, so he brings an expertise from that standpoint, but he has also been a chef around town at the Putnam Room as well as other locations. But relying on them from a workload standpoint as well as a hiring standpoint, vetting candidates, finding candidates, and
how did you even learn the process of training a server, of training kind of how you wanted the flow of your restaurant to go? How did you know what you wanted?
Well, I'm thankful to also say I have the support of my sister. She's from up north as well, but she came down here with me, and she's helped to develop a lot of the policies and procedures for the front of the house. She has that experience. She's tasked with designing the craft cocktail menu. That is like her main objective, but for now she's also helped to develop our steps of service, which is like, I refer to it as like, you know, I don't want to say it, but the Bible, like that's our Bible. Like it's our playbook is probably the best way to refer to it. You want to know how we want service to go down, refer to our steps of service.
Yeah. Your expectations. Yeah. So are you trying to recruit all the Michigan family down to Cookeville and let them know how great it is down here?
Kara needs to listen to this. Please move here. Please move here permanently. We love you.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. We want everyone to come.
So the name Chillbillies, when I first, you know, I drive past the restaurant 4 times a day. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I work just on the street. I expected the owner to be named Billy.
Yeah.
William.
Yeah.
Something along those lines. Where did the name Chillbillies come from?
Just riffing, baby. Just coming up with, you know, idea. It wasn't like, you don't go, what's the name going to be? What's the name going to be? It just kind of hit. And then it's just like, man, that sounds fun, approachable, casual. And then you kind of juxtapose that with the fine dining aspect that we're trying to, you know, cultivate in there. I thought it was a playful way for us to kind of create that relaxed environment.
Well, and then when you're designing out the space, do you have the name first and then design kind of the flow of how the restaurant's going to be and the chairs and all the things, you know?
I kind of just had tables. Like a broad concept, and you know that you're refining and shopping on the fly and trying to create the aesthetic that fits the environment that you want to have in there. And you kind of just piece it together and kind of step back and look at it and you go, Chillbillies, you know, these tables, you know, just kind of all that. Does it work well?
And the lighting and all that. Yeah, it's there's a lot of things. Do you think once you decided to open an eat-in restaurant, do you think that you started thinking differently as you were going out to eat of like, I've never noticed those lights before at this restaurant, or I never noticed what these chairs felt like, or this or that?
Yeah, it's kind of funny that you brought up that, specifically the lighting. The lighting was a last-minute addition, and it was because we were at a lounge in Nashville, and it was so moody and dark, and I'm like, lighting can really drastically change how the space looks. And we were just, you know, whatever, we were going to get some normal white lights, that's fine. But we got some red, we got like these pink, well, they're LED lights and we can change them to whatever color we want. But when you change the mood with the lighting, it really just kind of really drove home the entire vibe that we were going for.
Well, and the LED element, I think you can change it for different environments. Yeah. Like you said, you're looking at opening it up Sunday nights for events. Mm-hmm. And if, let's say, somebody wants to have a, you know, kind of businessy thing where a bright light is kind of more important, you can change that out.
100%.
Was that something that you even thought was a possibility coming in?
Hey, I'm not going to lie. Sometimes it's just like happy accidents, but it's definitely something that we're going to be able to utilize so people can feel comfortable using that space how they want.
What's your timeline of when you think you'll be down here living full time with the family, all that?
Well, we have a good idea on that. We're gonna have we're gonna be bringing my wife and children down in March.
Yeah, which I think, you know, it's a hard split right now, I'm sure, but having kids, having a family that they've built their own lives there.
Yeah.
But I'm biased to Cookeville as well. And I think everybody, I recruit my family down to live here too as well. They're not biting for me, but
we had the opportunity, in 22 when my wife and I finally got married. But we got married beside a waterfall, and you know, it was a great opportunity to showcase why we love Cookeville so much. And yeah, everyone loves it.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's a great experience for people. In case you're just joining us, we have Brian, the owner of Chillbillies, the new restaurant on Cookeville's historic west side. What's the one item or meal experience that you want people to really take away that or to get them in your doors? Because you are a newer restaurant. People are kind of probably just watching reviews and looking at pictures of food online. What do you want people to know?
I stand by all of our items, but if I get to pick your dinner tonight, it's going to be our smoked wings. our collard greens, and our mac and cheese. If you got room, get a piece of cornbread too.
Well, and that's interesting because collard greens, I wouldn't say is bar food.
No,
but it's kind of, it's definitely, I think you just have an eclectic mix of food there that it's just part of the experience that people need to come and see.
It's uniquely Chillbillies.
Yeah, and that's fantastic. What's your plan? So you know, you kind of you open this up. You said you're not into expanding. You're more let's go. Do you have a 5-year plan of another restaurant?
Yeah.
You do.
Yeah.
And what's coming next, do
I'm
you
not,
think?
I'm not telling.
We can't. It's all buttoned up.
Yep.
Well, that's exciting. Do you think you'd stay in Cookeville or do you think you'd kind of take over Middle Tennessee?
No, we're staying in Cookeville.
We're staying in Cookeville.
Yep.
Taking it over one restaurant at a time.
Shoot, we might stay in the west side.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, and that's an interesting take because some people would say, why would you want to be a competitor with yourself?
Yeah, there's room for everyone to eat.
Well, and you said that kind of earlier, is that collaboration, everybody can experience something different.
100%.
You know, you want more pizza, you're going to go to World Foods. You want barbecue, you're going to go to Chillbillies. You're going to go, you know, there's certain elements that you want from certain things.
Let's put it this way. When you go to the West Side on a Friday or Saturday, every restaurant is on a wait. And that tells me that there's opportunity, but it also tells me that the West Side is thriving and mm-hmm. it's developing and there's more businesses to follow. And I'm excited for it. And I think, you know, rising tide raises all boats. So I don't look at Chillbillies as a competitor to the other restaurants in the market. I look at it as an opportunity to draw a spotlight and give more reason for more patrons to come visit the West Side.
Well, and we have some, you know, Crawdaddy's is this iconic Cookeville restaurant. Feels like it's been there forever. It's the place that people will, you know, take their parents when they're coming into town for graduation.
Mm-hmm.
Is that part of your mission and goal is to be one of those iconic restaurants or even just restauranteur yourself on the West Side of being, you know, so everybody kind of knows, oh yeah, that's a great place to go.
I would be honored to be regarded at the same level as Crawdaddy's, as 37, as Red Silo, as Whole Foods. We love this area, not only because of the historic, you know, it's just, it has so much rich history. That's awesome. But we're honored to just be on the same block as these businesses. Now it's our duty to bring ourselves to that level. So we garner the same level of respect.
Well, and with, you know, so much housing going in, there's all those apartments going in that went on behind Ralph's. You're a walkable distance to some of these places, too, which will really help kind of the, like you said, there's always a wait on a Friday night. So I don't think we have, you know, we're not oversaturated with restaurants. We have a good variety and, nope. And you know, a lot of something for everyone.
Yep, and I'm thankful to bring something that is uniquely our own to the mix.
So if people want to follow you along, what are the social medias they can follow?
We're on Instagram and Facebook, Chillbillies931 on Instagram and Chillbillies Lounge on Facebook.
And so follow along, see some pictures of the food.
Please.
I'm getting hungry. Everybody should go there. It's and what are your hours? You're available for lunch?
Yeah, we're open every day at 11, closing up right now at 1 o'clock.
Whew.
Yeah.
That's a long day.
Yeah, well, you know, we're good.
And so is that Saturdays? Are you open later on Fridays and Saturdays?
Yes.
So and that's 2 o'clock?
3.
Three. Yeah. Oh, goodness. Well, go check out Chillbillies. Thank you so much for being here, Brian.
Thank you, Tiffany.